Is it hot in here or is it just me?
Oh, when things go wrong, everything goes wrong. I think we have a ghost in the station. That's the only thing I can think of to explain all of the spooky happenings. Oh, okay. Maybe the ghost has left us alone. Shall we find out? Right, we're back. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. The show is 88 miles per hour, and we have our wonderful guest here.
Hi, I'm Adriana. How's it going?
It's going well. Amanda has abandoned us.
But she's coming back, right?
Yeah, she's here somewhere. And Spencer also might be joining us.
It'll be a Halloween miracle.
It'll be a Halloween miracle. The Grim Reaper will bring them back to the studio.
I don't think that's usually how it works, but we can try.
Jack the Pumpkin will bring them back to... Look! They're back.
They're back. It was a miracle.
It was a pumpkin Halloween miracle.
Extra spooky.
Also, apparently the way to get rid of ghosts is to restart the computer, in case anyone out there was...
I think I've heard that.
Yeah.
I think I read that somewhere.
I think that's what Ghostbusters is about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't seen that, so I don't know.
Exactly. Anyways, I think we have some tasteful Halloween tunes, more or less.
Only tasteful tunes.
Only tasteful tunes. beep. Beep, beep. It says the outside world. I also think maybe we have some fun surprises.
Whoa. Oh, spooky surprises?
Spooky, scary surprises.
Is there candy?
No.
Is it Rolos?
No, we did that once, never to be done again.
Never do it again.
But yeah, I think some spooky, scary tunes and other surprises. Who knows? Adriana is, they're the ghosts of the station.
Oh, wow. I'm spooked.
Should be. Yeah. Does anyone else have anything to say?
If you're born on Halloween, is that, are you cursed, or what's up with that?
I think you have special powers.
I think you have the power to curse others.
Oh, that's better. Amanda's not here right now, but I would just like to personally thank her for allowing me to give candy out to the first children that came to our door, because I've never gotten to do that before, and she let me hold the... She let me hold the bowl of candy. And
yes, our house looks like a disco ball right now.
It was really magical.
It is magical.
She's here. She's here. I just wanted to thank you for giving me that special experience.
I just want to thank you for joining me with it. It was so much fun. Saw some great costumes.
We did see a lot of great costumes.
I know what a lot of them were, which I always feel bad about.
What were some of the good ones?
Do you think that's maybe kind of like a new thing? Like, do you think people are more into like making their own costumes these days?
I was.
I think they always have been, right?
Yeah.
No,
it's a 50-50. But I feel like it's such a commercial kind of thing.
I'm trying to remember like when I was growing up. I think my aunt made a lot of mine. Yeah.
I think it just depends. Also, it depends on the kid. I don't know. It's great no matter what, as long as they're in a costume. Am I right?
I found some spooky, scary music.
Ooh, I also have some spooky, scary music. Oh, wow.
This is good.
I was just going to underlay, set the tone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
I'm trying to think, do you guys have a favorite memory from Halloween, like growing up?
Yes.
Do you care to share it with us?
I would care to share. I may have talked about this last week, actually, but it was when I saw the Northern Lights. I was, like, 6, I think, and we had just moved into my house in Maine. And, yeah, it was first ever Halloween there. And
wow.
The Northern Lights just glittering. I don't know what that word is. Glittering. Above.
That's beautiful, actually.
Yeah. It really
sounds like more like a Christmas thing.
It should have been Christmas.
But that's amazing.
No, Halloween. I was probably dressed as, like, a black cat or something, you know.
That's cute.
Just chilling under the stars.
I have a Halloween story, but I don't think it was on Halloween, but it's about Halloween. That's all that matters,
okay,
right?
Okay, that's all that matters.
It's at my brother's expense, so sorry, Michael. Definitely not listening, though, so it's okay. I was a Powerpuff Girl the year before, and my aunt made me this nice dress, like she made it, and then my brother wanted to be a Powerpuff Girl for the next Christmas, so he like went around, or the next Halloween, so he went around like wearing it for like a day and a half until like all his friends started making fun of him, and then he didn't wear it anymore.
Aww.
So that's the sad story of how my brother was almost a Powerpuff Girl.
Aww. That's really sad.
Well, I hope he finds it.
I hope one day he'll
himself.
Be one. Michael, if you are listening,
we believe
be
in you
this Halloween.
That's special.
Also, just a quick shout out to the coolest jellyfish around. This Halloween, my little sister May.
Oh,
is she listening?
She is currently
That's awesome.
listening, maybe, or she may have had a sugar rush and fallen asleep, which I think is.
Is she done trick or treating? Is it over? Do like people stop trick or treating by now?
Yeah, it's 9 o'clock. These are small children.
You never know.
Props to them if they're still out. But yes, shout out to her. She was a jellyfish. She got like umbrellas with like, what are those streamers and mm-hmm. lights and stuff? Gosh, I thought it was pretty creative.
Was she a jellyfish alone, or is it like a swarm of them?
As a group, a swarm. What is that called?
A multiple jellyfish? I don't know.
Maybe it is called a swarm.
Can you look it up?
I feel like it is called a swarm.
If it's a swarm, I'm going to be really happy.
Nice.
I really like this background music, Emma.
What song is this?
This is called Scary Halloween Music. Creepy music, dark music, instrumental horror music, spooky music.
That says exactly what it is.
Yeah, I like it.
That kind of music.
Yes.
Yes, it is indeed called a swarm.
Oh, got him. Because
like bees that sting, jellyfish sting, you know.
Oh.
That's how I remember that, I think.
That's pretty... There you go. You learn something new every day. Spencer, do you have a special Halloween story?
I'm trying to think. We... There was always one house that, like, went all out. And it wasn't, like, on my street, but, like, we would always go out of our way...
You gotta find that.
...to... Yeah. To go to it, and so they would always have like a, each year would be like some sort of different iteration of something spooky, so they would have like, you know, someone like a dugout grave in their front lawn, and like they would go like really all out, so that was always fun to just see like what they were gonna do that year.
I love it.
That's the best. Yeah. I think there always has to be like one house.
There's gotta be one. I know of two in our area.
Oh, is it the one by Teal?
Teal Square.
Can we go
one?
Visit that? Because
really
I haven't
cool.
seen
it's
it.
Still
have
up.
You seen it?
We should go tonight.
Yeah, like, I have my car.
Stroll.
We can just drive by on the way home.
Just cruise by. It's Whoa. Pretty cool. And also the creepy one with all the wax statues, but I don't like that one.
Oh, yeah. They have a Donald Trump one, too. Like a wax one of Donald Trump, but that's up all year.
Pretty spooky.
Pretty spooky.
Don't
spooky
like that.
Scary.
Yeah, it's only okay to be spooky on Halloween.
Yes.
I don't like these July spookers.
Yeah.
That's
your house
what
should
I'm
not
about.
Be spooky all the time.
It should not be spooky in July.
Children should not be afraid of your house all the time.
No. That is not the way to do
That's
it.
That's not the goal.
Amazing.
Well, Amanda, do you have some more spooky, scary music that's not entitled
so
Scary Halloween Music?
And you guys are all going to be mad at me for this first song that I played.
Oh, is it because you played it a lot?
Running around the house.
Last
Busted
night,
in my
possibly?
Room.
I don't seem to remember that. But I have it, so.
Well, all right. Do, 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 do.
Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! If you're all alone, the goods. I ain't afraid of no goods. You gonna call
Ghostbusters.
If you have a dose of a freaky ghost, baby, you better call
Ghostbusters.
Ow. Let me tell you something. Just want some more. I think you better call
Ghostbusters.
Ow! Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
I think you better call.
Ghostbusters!
All right. We are back after a couple songs. The first song I listened to was Witchy Woman by the Eagles, a classic. Not really Halloween related, but
still spooky.
Still spooky. And we listened to the classic Ghostbusters theme. And then the last song we listened to was Every Day is Halloween by Ministry. And now it's time for our special segment, Facts with Fee.
Woo! Facts with Fee!
Facts with Fee!
Here's Halloween Fee. Edition.
All right, fact number one. Some towns in America call Halloween Cabbage Night.
Oh. Why? Do they throw cabbages at each other?
Cabbages are used as like decoration and stuff.
That's kind of lame.
Cabbage night.
Do they make faces on them like jack-o'-lanterns?
I don't think you can do that with a cabbage.
Like a sharpie?
Actually, try it and send it in. Send in a picture of your cabbage-o'-lantern.
Yes.
That sounds not great.
Halloween is actually an Irish ceremony festival thing. It originates from the Celtic festival Samhain, for those history people out there.
I like it.
All right. Fact number three. Jack-o'-lanterns used to be made out of turnips and beets, not pumpkins.
I did see that somewhere.
What?
That's how do you do
really
that?
It would be hard to carve.
Yeah, how do you carve that?
It would be really tiny.
Here, I'll get some.
Can you carve them out?
Like
a skull?
Here.
There's more effort. Which I think is why they switched to pumpkins.
Oh, ew, they are creepy.
Does it look like a skull head kind of thing?
They look like a mummy.
Ooh.
Yeah, right? That was my thought.
Ew. Well, they definitely are more creepy. That's probably why
we
switched.
Yeah, that's probably more appropriate.
Yeah.
For Halloween, it definitely that is the creepiest
thing.
Well,
we could bring it back, guys.
Ever.
There's still time.
Yeah, bury your root vegetables.
Wow, that's terrifying.
All right. Fact number four. There is a strain of pumpkin that is blue. Bright blue.
Ooh. What?
I
yes.
like that.
Naturally occurring blue pumpkins. Yeah.
How expensive would that be to buy those?
I'm not sure.
Whoa.
That would be expensive.
Whoa, that's cool.
The Jarrahadale pumpkin. Yeah.
But they're orange on the inside.
Oh, that's freaky. That's it's like cool. a.
Whoa.
It's like, what am I thinking of?
Like it's a, like a pump.
Like a watermelon?
A pumpkin in disguise.
I don't know what watermelons are, apparently.
They're blue on the inside and orange on the outside.
Do you have any other facts for us?
I have one more fact, which I hope you especially and your audience enjoy. But the record for jack-o'-lanterns lit at once is from Boston, Massachusetts. The number is 30,120 jack-o'-lanterns lit at the same time.
Wow.
That is crazy.
Wow.
Shout out to Boston.
Have pride in that.
We will.
We will.
I do. I'm very proud. What was the All event? Right. Was it just... What? Yeah.
I feel like they were just trying to break the record.
Just happened.
Oh my God. Some people just went out there.
Because I know there is one where they like the duck pond, they get them all together.
What's the duck pond?
The duck pond in the commons.
The duck pond with the little statues of the
duck. With the ducks. And the ice skating. We went ice skating there.
Wait, we should be playing our scary music.
Adriana.
What about the duck pond?
Okay, you're done. Wow. Thanks for the facts, V.
Thank you.
Okie dokie.
Those are so
happy
fun.
Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Spooky night.
Spooky.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Wow. Well,
I love facts with Fee.
I love facts with Fee too.
That is my favorite thing that we do.
This is quite good. Amanda, do you have any more spooky, scary songs?
I do indeed.
Oh, wait. I have a debate real quick, though. Is candy corn overrated or underrated? Oh, we're getting another phone call.
Are we?
Hmm?
It was a ghost.
It was a ghost.
It was a ghost. Oh, I have some music we could play in the background if... Or is that also music already playing?
We can
if we're doing a little discussion.
Yeah, we can switch over. You ready?
I'm playing it whenever. It's like 20 minutes long, so...
Let's
is
see.
It more spooky music?
It is just some spooky music.
Oh, good.
Can you hear it?
Ooh.
Oh, that's good. That's haunting.
I found a playlist with all the horror movie soundtracks. It was splendid. Not great to listen to by myself last night.
Wow, that sounds terrifying. Yeah. So like candy corn, though.
Yeah.
I think it's overrated.
Defend that.
I think it's overrated because it literally just tastes like sugar. It's not, like, good. It doesn't taste good at all. It's literally just, like, plain sugar that's colored. And I feel like we use it too much. And it, like, represents Halloween.
When do we
but
use
it's
it
terrible.
Too much? I feel like, if anything, it's not used
I feel like we use it
all.
As, like, a symbol for Halloween a lot of times. You see candy corn, you think Halloween, and I want to get rid of it. Make something tastier. Symbol of Halloween.
What would you make instead?
Well, personally, I love Reese's, so if we could somehow make that the staple of Halloween, I'd be so much more into Halloween.
I'm sure Reese's would like that, too. Yeah. Also, because it's orange wrapping.
Orange wrapping, I feel like, sense. And they're, like, circular. Maybe they could do some, like, pumpkin design
they
on them, do. Like a jack-o'-lantern, punch it
they
in
do.
Them.
Yeah,
they
true.
Yeah, they make
they
them
do
pumpkin
yeah, yeah,
design
yeah,
thing.
They all right, so then there you go. They have all the tools.
Yeah, but candy corn doesn't have another purpose besides Halloween.
Exactly.
Okay,
it should just be
right,
wiped
I'm
off.
I'm arguing against it.
Go ahead. You can go. You're
Spencer?
Oh. I'm pro candy corn.
Yeah.
I'm
Spencer
team
ate
corn.
Like an entire bag of candy corn.
I don't know about that. I like candy corn too as like a garnish for like various things, you know, like, you know, put it on top of like a cake or something.
Yeah.
You know, just a
I
little
feel
bit
that.
Of little extra. Ooh, you know?
What's that?
What?
Ooh,
a little candy corn?
Little candy corn.
I like that it's striped. I think that's pretty fun.
It's fun to eat each stripe at a time, right?
Yes. Yeah.
You try to bite perfectly. That's what I used to do. I used to be like, I'll get all the white off exactly with one bite. I don't know. I thought that was fun.
They're also like, they're good food to like throw and catch in each other's mouths.
Yeah.
You know?
Perfect for that.
That
it's
is
got
a good
some
point.
Good, like, what's that called? I don't know.
Projectile.
Good for
yeah,
the air.
Yeah, for sure.
Aerodynamic.
That's the word.
My dad just texted me. He said, what about chocolate candy corn? And I can get on board with that, even though that's not as
I disagree.
Bad.
That's
I feel like
sacrilegious.
It might be opposite.
Actually, I've had.
See, I'm going for more taste here than like the festiveness. I'm all about all right, the taste.
Yeah, so
for me.
I would like to bring up a point, though. I'm pretty sure. Doesn't candy corn have like honey in it? Isn't
ooh.
It like a little.
Oh, does it?
What it does?
Syrup,
oh,
I could see.
No, I thought there was like a little bit of a honey element.
I'm on it.
Yeah. All right. We'll wait for Spencer.
Our team's on that.
In the meantime, I believe it is underrated. Except all right. So normal candy corn, definitely underrated. It's delicious. We should have a year round. But then they have those big fat ones with the pumpkin, and I think
what?
That's too much.
Oh.
Wait, what is
I think
this?
That's too much at once.
They make
the, like pumpkin ones,
candy corn
like
in the shape
like
of pumpkins,
a pumpkin,
but they're like thicker.
Oh,
fat.
Oh,
it's a lot at once, and I could ooh. Never eat those when I was younger for some reason.
Wow,
it was just
yeah, probably
because
that's a ton of sugar. Just
but that's
like
why
in
the
a
smaller
circle.
Ones. See, this is what I'm yeah. saying. The smaller
but
ones.
But year
are
round, though, if we had them year round, everyone would hate candy corn, okay. and it wouldn't even
maybe
be
not
special.
Year round, but like. Incorporate them into some
different
Easter,
colors. We can have like Christmas corn.
Yeah. Christmas corn.
Oh, yeah, there's
Independence
the,
corn.
Oh,
Easter,
you know?
On the Wikipedia page, Easter there's candy Easter corn. Candy corn.
I like it.
Which, like, okay.
I would appreciate that replacing Peeps. You know?
No,
yeah.
I love Peeps.
Okay,
Peeps.
So this just goes to show that your opinion is always going to be
so,
different than ours.
This is the,
candy.
The recipe.
You
the recipe for candy. What's up? What do you,
oh.
what do you, what do you,
oh.
what do you...
I'm disagreeing with you.
That what?
I'm right.
Oh. Oh. That's awkward because the Wikipedia page doesn't say anything about honey.
Uh-uh. Oh. Look up candy corn ingredients.
If you're going to home make some, can you
just
home
look
make?
Up candy corn ingredients.
But we know no one's homemade. Is anyone homemaking?
The famous...
I was looking at candy...
Famous
I was looking
Brock's...
At, I was looking at candy corn production.
Famous Brock's candy corn.
If people are homemaking candy corn, then I'll get
I'm
on board with that.
I'm looking it up. I'm looking it up. Also, I tried to make homemade Butterfingers once with candy corn. Have I talked about this
you
before?
Have.
I feel like I've had this exact discussion on the air. I feel
oh,
bad.
I've never heard it, but...
I just looked up a recipe, and there is no honey. Just corn syrup.
What are you looking up to get these
look
results?
Look up candy corn
are
ingredients.
Are you typing candy corn honey ingredients?
No. Candy corn ingredients.
I feel like maybe it's the substitute for corn syrup sometimes.
It's right there. I see it with my own two eyes.
I think we gotta go straight to the source. I think we gotta road trip to the factory sometime.
Yes. Candy corn factory. Yeah, what company makes candy corn?
Brock's.
Brock's.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, okay, okay.
I see, all right, I see where you're getting
Emma,
your...
I found it. I found it. Fine. Oh, look at those. Those look so funky.
Oh, those look like...
Oh, those are homemade
like,
ones.
Color each section yourself, so, like, there's little blobs that you just, like, stick together.
Those look like overgrown, like, nails or something.
Yeah, I don't
like those.
Very comfortable looking.
Let's keep the candy corn commercial.
Let's
that's
keep
what
it
I
commercial.
Learned.
It's keep not going it to be commercial. Good for you no matter how
no,
you make
it's not.
It. So.
It's not like you can make, like, organic candy corn.
Unfortunately.
Or I guess you could.
You could, but it
would, like,
but
still,
it's still
bad
for you. Be bad. Yeah.
Well,
anyways,
Amanda, do you have another spooky tune?
I do. All
right. Although I've
you
been
guys
enjoying
might be
these.
Mad at me for this one. I feel like that's just how it goes. Okay. We ready? Fade out.
Oh,
Is it
blinding? She's finding it. She found it. Okay. We listened to some more tunes. We listened to the joyful yet very creepy Tiptoe Through the Tulips by Tiny Tim. Thanks for that, Amanda.
You're welcome.
And then we listened to some not really Halloween songs at all, but I thought they kind of related to Halloween, which were Is There a Ghost by Band of Horses and 1979 by the Smashing Pumpkins.
I like it.
And I think we have our special guest here to give us a wonderful PSA.
Good evening.
How's
everyone
guest.
Tonight?
Spooky.
That's what I like to hear. All right. Well, I've got a diabetes prevention PSA for us because, you know, with all that sugar, we need to remember to eat well afterwards to make up for it. So, want some diabetes with those deep fried butter balls? No problem. Type 2 diabetes comes naturally with a high fat and sugar, low exercise lifestyle. So just sit back, relax, watch the Food Network and snack away. Worried about the complications of diabetes like obesity, heart disease, stroke, impotence, limb amputation and blindness? No problem. Polidine and pharmaceutical giant Novo Nordisk have teamed up with you to bring you an expensive new medicine that doesn't actually prevent these health problems, but could keep you alive a little bit longer. If, on the other hand, in your later years you'd rather ride a bicycle instead of being confined to a wheelchair, if you'd prefer to spend your money on anything other than medical bills and prescription drug co-pays, if right now you want to be more attractive and healthy, then exercising regularly and eating a rich diet in vegetables and fruits while lowering your intake of meat, or even eliminating it, is a very effective and inexpensive way to help you achieve those goals. So remember to eat lots of veggies and stay away from too many Reese's this Halloween.
Being sick is spooky.
It is very spooky.
Spooky, scary.
Very terrifying, really.
I would agree. Well, thank you for spreading the info.
You're very welcome, Emma.
I appreciate it. Have you been celebrating Halloween? Well, let's see. You must have already celebrated Halloween.
Yes, many hours ago.
Did you come here? Did you get a second Halloween?
I did get a second Halloween. That's good. It was quite
What's
nice.
What's it like in Britain?
Oh, you know, it's pretty wild. Lots of people running around. We're a bit more crazy than you folks here in America.
Like crazy costumes?
Just everything. It's a bit everything. More. A bit more done.
Candy's a bit better, more sugary.
Much better, yes. Except we don't have certain candies. We like them better than yours. So.
Oh, I would
higher
agree.
Higher quality.
I like your chocolate better.
The chocolate is
Mars
better.
Bars?
Mars. No, I don't know.
Cadbury.
I'm not sure I like those.
Cadbury's
so good.
Yes, and flakes and
those Aero bars and stuff.
Aero bars are delicious.
Whirlers.
They're just delicious. That's all.
Those are so good.
Just air chocolate.
Why don't we have them, like a lot of those here?
I don't know.
You can find them. They're just like
America.
You don't find them everywhere. It's not like you go into CVS and get like a they have Hershey's all the time, but they don't have the good stuff.
Unacceptable. That's why I like to stay over across the pond for Halloween. But I'll make an exception for tonight.
Well, I'm glad you came and shared that lovely PSA.
So
I really appreciate it.
It's very important for you Americans.
True. Well, Amanda, do you have some more spooky songs?
I do have some more spooky songs.
I'm so
excited.
Would
we like to hear a more childish spooky song? What are we going for?
I mean,
I've got some like really kid Halloween songs. Like,
we have time. We can do like a good childhood throwback.
All right, let me just find it. One.
This kind of sounds like Stranger Things.
I got it.
I was thinking about the whole time.
No, this is from Stranger Things.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I was like,
Stranger Things.
Yeah,
I really like their soundtrack.
It's
like cool because it's like 80s throwback, but also
it's like
scary.
And also, if you go on Spotify to the Stranger Things playlist and you move the song, you drag where it is in the song, it goes to the parallel universe.
What?
You guys all need to check it out. I can't explain it.
Oh, what?
But you should see. It's very cool. Anyways, I have my song.
Okay.
Whatever we're prepared for.
We're prepared.
Okay.
I like the spooky synth sound.
Just split a seam now if I don't die laughing first. Mr. Oogie Boogie says there's trouble close at hand. You better pay attention now, cause I'm the boogeyman. And if you aren't shaking, there's something very wrong, cause this may be the last time you hear the boogie song. And I've nothing much to do, I might just cook a special batch of snake and spider stew. And don't you know the one thing that would make it work so nice? A roly-poly Santa Claus to add a little spice. Whoa. Whoa. Oh. Whoa. Yeah, I'm the Oogie Boogie Man.
Release me now, or you must face the dire consequences. The children are expecting me, so please come to your senses.
Ah, you're joking! You're joking! I can't believe my ears! Would someone shot this fella? I'm drowning in my tears. It's funny! I'm laughing! You really are too much. And now, with your permission, I'm going to do my stuff.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to do the best I can. It's much more fun, I must confess, when life's on the line. Not mine, of course, but yours, oh boy. Now let it be just fine.
Release me fast, or you will have to answer for this heinous act.
Oh, brother, you're something. You put me in a spin. You aren't comprehending the position that you're in. It's hopeless, you're finished. You haven't got a prayer. Cause I'm Mr. Oogie Boogie, and you ain't going nowhere.
She was tired, comes